When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back to Unwinding. I'm in such a good mood today. I'm having such a good day. I hope you're having such a good day. I hope you're having a good week. I hope you're drinking water. I hope you are staying hydrated. I hope you're taking care of your heart. I hope you are happy. So we're going to do a new series today. We're starting a new series, and it's called How to Become... Actually, I don't know what I'm going to call it, but I'm feeling like it's going to be How to Become the Hottest Version of Yourself. Or maybe how to become the most beautiful version of yourself, or how to become beautiful. I don't know what we're going to call it, but that's the vibe. And if you think I'm going to sit here and give you a workout routine, then first of all, I feel like you don't know a bitch, okay? And number two, I would never. And number three, I don't work out, so what fucking routine am I going to give you? Anyway, I've been inspired by different videos that I've seen on TikTok about this, where people talk about how to become the most magnetic person in the room. Maybe I'll call it that, or maybe it should be like How to Become a Magical Bitch. Oh my god, we got it. Teamwork makes the dream work, except it's just me and Biggie today. Anyway, so I think that's what I'm gonna call it. I don't know, but I've seen these videos and I love them because they actually have nothing to do with what you look like. So let's get into it. This is my take on how to become beautiful, but like you're already beautiful, but like how to become more beautiful, how to become the most magical bitch that you can possibly be. That's what we're going to get into today. And this might be it's a series, okay? We're going to see how many we get into, because this is just what I'm inspired to talk about today. And I'm going to film, or not film, well, I am going to film, but I'm going to record an episode with my mom later, which is going to be like a funny episode. I can't wait for that. We're going to do like unpopular opinions together. But like, she's not going to get half of these unpopular opinions. Like a lot of these are like very niche, which I love and I will understand, but I think it'll be funny to get her reaction. Anywho, let's get into this, okay? So first things first, I want you to think about the most beautiful, magnetic, whatever word you want to use. I want you to think about the most magical bitch that you know, okay? Once you have them in your mind, I want to dig a little deeper. I want to think about truly like what makes them so magical. What makes them so beautiful? Why do you think they're so beautiful? Why did their name pop up? And also, like, if their looks were gone, would they still pop up? Because that's an important thing to think about. And obviously, beauty is subjective, right? Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Beholder? Is that how you say it? Like, I happen to think my dog is the most stunning king to ever grace this earth, okay? But like, maybe you don't think so. And if you don't, then you know what? Not everybody has good taste. I don't know what to say. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. We all know that. Not sure what that has to do with anything, but I just felt like throwing that in there. Let's go back to the person you were thinking about. Okay, so you're thinking about the most beautiful person that you know. I want you to truly think about like what makes them so beautiful. Why do you think they are who you thought of in this moment? And if you're anything like me, then when I think about the most magnetic person in my life, I think of someone who makes everybody around her feel so good and so important. She's so self-aware of how everybody around her is feeling, how they're being treated. So I think the biggest thing for me when I think of the most magical person in my life, it's somebody who worries more about how she makes other people feel than how she looks. I mean, you can worry about both, right? It's not a competition. I also think there's absolutely nothing wrong with caring for your appearance. I would be a hypocrite to sit here and tell you like beauty is all inside. Like, yeah, honestly, kindness is what makes people beautiful to me. But like Jalen Hurts, I don't know if he's kind. I think he's fucking gorgeous. I would climb that shit like a tree. Okay. Anyway, I digress. So the point is, I know when we talk about beauty and when people say beauty comes from within, and you know, I feel like it's very easy to roll your eyes at that statement because it's like, yeah, yeah, whatever. It is true, but also I'm not going to sit here and deny the fact that some people are physically, objectively beautiful, right? Again, it's subjective. So like, I don't know, whoever it looks beautiful to me may not look beautiful to you. And that's like a really cool part of life, actually. I love that we all have different tastes. I love it. So yeah, going back to the most magical person in my life, I think she's beautiful, but I think the fact that her heart is so, so beautiful makes her 10 times even more beautiful. You know what other traits she has? She is, like I said, incredibly self-aware, not only about herself and how she's presenting herself, the things she says about herself, the things she says about other people, the comments she makes versus the comments she doesn't make, but she's so self-aware of her surroundings and who's around her and having intentional conversations with the people around her. Like if she chooses to be present somewhere, she's present. She's not like on her phone, like fucking around, not listening, like not having eye contact with you. Like she is present, she's listening, she's asking questions, and she's giving a fuck. Whether or not she actually gives a fuck, we don't know that, right? But like what matters is how she's making somebody feel. I want you to think about what your definition of beauty is and what your definition of magnetic is and what your definition of magical is. Sometimes we define these things in a way that isn't the best necessarily. Like I definitely probably had a different definition to this a while ago. You know, before, if we're going back to like Lisa circa 2000, I can't do math, like 5 years ago when I was probably at the worst stage with my eating disorder and with my mindset and relationship with myself, when it was all consumed by what I looked like. It really had nothing to do with other people, but it was so much about what I looked like. And I'm sorry if it's like a broken record that I bring this up so often, but it just honestly really is. Honestly, I'm not gonna apologize because it's a huge part of my life, a huge part of my story and why we are where we are. Anyway, so, you know, if you would have asked me this question at that point, my answer would have been very different. And to me, beauty in that moment, while my values haven't changed because I was always raised to look at people's hearts and to look at people's kindness and for that to take precedent over anything. So my values haven't changed, but I think I was in such an unhealthy mindset that to me, if you would have asked me like, who's the most beautiful person to you, like in that moment, I probably would have said like Whitney Simmons, because I like idolized her. I still fucking love her. I love Whitney Simmons so much. But I was obsessed with her workouts. I was obsessed with, you know, watching what she ate every day. And I was really into that world. And to me, she was like the most beautiful person because, I mean, she is the most beautiful person. So this isn't a good example, but I'm saying for the wrong reasons, right? Like in that moment, I thought she was the most beautiful person because like I wanted her ass, I wanted her body, I wanted everything about her, but not in the right way. Like she's a stunning human and she seems as though she has like a heart of gold, you know? So don't get me wrong with this example, but I'm just saying it wasn't for the right reasons. Like everybody on the fucking Bachelor, it was not for the right reasons, okay? Now my definition is so different, and now truly, when I think of the people that I find the most beautiful and the people that I enjoy being around the most and the people that I love knowing are going to be at some party or event, like when I get excited about seeing these particular people, these people all have one thing in common. And let me tell you, it's not what they look like. Because if you lined them all up, they could not be more different physically. But what they have in common is, you know what? They are so magnetic because even if they doubt it or not, they show up and they're not afraid to take up space. They own who the fuck they are. I'm sure they have days where they don't want to own who the fuck they are. I'm sure they have days where they don't feel confident, where they feel insecure, etc., because they are human after all, you know? I don't have any alien friends, unfortunately, yet. Yet. You know, what they have in common is I want to say confident, but I feel like that word is also just like, I don't know, I feel like we've tossed that word around so fucking much that now I don't even know what the fuck it means. But like in a way, yeah, just, you know, semantics, in a way to wrap it in an easy bow. They are confident. Whether they are faking it or not, it doesn't matter. They show up confidently. They take up space confidently. That's number one. And number two is they are so aware of how they make other people feel. And that's the biggest thing for me, truly, is like how I make somebody feel. That's what I try to focus on. There's a lot of things that are actually with like out of my control. You know, like if I could do everything in my power to be quote unquote objectively beautiful, like I could try to do as many things to myself as humanly possible, right? To fit that mold. But like, here's the thing about that is, even if I did all those things, I'm still not going to be beautiful to everybody because we all have different taste. The one thing I can focus on, and the one thing that I try to always focus on, is how I make people feel. And that's my first answer and my most important answer to how to become a beautiful human, how to become the most magnetic version of yourself, how to become the most magical bitch, is focus on how you make people feel. Like, be that person who walks into the room, acknowledges everybody, is aware of who's around, doesn't leave anybody out, don't give your back to people when you're talking to them, look at people when you're talking to them, ask questions intentionally. And if you're gonna ask the fucking question, pay attention to the answer. Like, get off your phone. If you're gonna go somewhere and you're gonna commit to being somewhere, then be there. Like, whether or not you want to be there, if you're there, be there. You know what I mean? Like, we talked about this in, was that last week's episode? Like, be that person who cheers other people on. Celebrate other people. Ask other people if they have something coming up. Like, ask them how it went. Wish them good luck. Show that you give a fuck. It's so easy to do. And I know that we all have so much on our plate. I know that we only get busier as, you know, life goes on. I understand that. But to have a friend, you have to be a friend. And to be a friend, I think, to be a friend, you have to cheer people on. You have to cheer your friends on. You have to feel their wins as if they were your own. And I think you also have to, like, remember the little things. Like, remember when someone tells you, oh, I have, you know, I have this doctor appointment in a couple weeks that I'm nervous about. Like, fucking make a note on your calendar. I can't remember anything if I don't write it down. If I don't write it down, it's not happening, truly. Like, I have reminders to take a pill that I have to take every day. I won't take it if not. And it's like a very important pill that I have to take. And that's besides the point. My point here is, do whatever you have to do to remember the little things that are not really little, and that show that you give a fuck. You know what I mean? Like, I think I've told you this before, but one of my best friends, Moongi, who's been on the podcast before, our episodes are so good together, by the way. I'm just saying, our last one was really, really good. It was about friendship. I'll link it for you below. She is one of my best friends from college, and she is, I mean, there's a million qualities of her that I love, truly. But one of my favorites, and something I always tell her, is she is the most, I don't even know how to describe it. I want to say intentional, but also detail-oriented friend. And what I mean by this is, she will text me on my mom's birthday, mind you, they haven't even met in real life, and wish my mom a happy birthday. She will text me on my dad's anniversary of his passing and just say, thinking of you, love you, I know today's a hard day. Just anything that I tell her that is coming up or that is important, she will not miss. And listen, I don't know what systems she has in place to like do all this shit, because she has a lot of friends and she shows up this way for all of her friends because she is an incredible fucking human. Those are things that I'm like, damn, I want to be like that. It's so nice to have people like that around. And yeah, to me, she's one of the most beautiful people that I know and that I have in my life. And I mean, she is stunning physically, but it's like even more than that. It truly is even more than that. You know, when you meet someone who is like so hot, like this has happened to all of us, like you meet this guy and you're like, fuck, he's, you know, fine as hell, and then he's either just like kind of a shitty person, or he's just kind of boring, or maybe he treats somebody rudely, maybe he, I don't know, is rude to like a waiter or something. Like, you're just, you have an interaction with that person that you're like, everything about you, all of your looks just went away in 5 fucking seconds. Isn't that insane how that can happen? The flip side is also true. When you get to know somebody's heart, like the more that I get to know people and their heart and like who they are, and the more that I get to witness their kindness, even if they were already beautiful in my book, they just become even more beautiful. And that shit is so real. So anyway, I think that's it. And I feel like that's a really short, quick episode, but I want to make this a little series. And we also have the female friendship series going on, and we also have the solicited advice series going on. I'm really in my series era, okay? Also, I saw a TikTok last night. This guy was like, he was like, you're not in a fucking era. You just chose to do something. Like, you're not in an era, okay, you just chose to order whatever the fuck. You just chose to wear black today. Like, you just chose to do something. Like, it does not mean that you're in an era. Like, he was so angry. And I agree. I feel like we're really overdoing the era thing, myself included. But it's so fun. And I feel like I am in my series era, okay? So, whatever. So that's episode number one of how to become the most magnetic bitch. It's basically to be a nice human. How crazy is that? But it's like taking it a step up, because we can all be nice. But I think those people that we're drawn to, they show up a certain fucking way. And a lot of it is their confidence, and we can do that one. Maybe I'll do that one in episode two of this, like the next episode in this installment of this series. We'll do like confidence and like how you actually show up. But I think those people that we're drawn to and that we feel so safe around and that truly just like light up a room, they all have one thing in common, and they are making people feel a certain way. It's not about what the fuck they're wearing. You're not, those aren't the most magnetic people in the room. They're just not. Like, yeah, they'll walk in and maybe everybody will turn their heads and like that's it. But if like that person walks in, maybe they walk in and they're just not very friendly, not very conversational, really not trying to hold a conversation with anybody, not really keeping eye contact, asking you questions, getting on their phone, not really paying attention in the conversation. You know, the list goes on. It's like, what's that saying? Everything that glitters isn't gold. That shit is so true. Okay. So I hope this was a fun little quickie. Next week's episode will be longer because it will be with the queen. But this is what I felt inspired to talk about today. So I hope it hit. I'll see you next week. I'm going to be home this weekend, so I'll bring you along. I had such a fun day today. I had a shoot for M Club. I'm like, I know I keep telling you that I'm rebranding, but truly, it takes so fucking long to do all of these things, as I am one human trying to do way too many things, but that's okay. That's another story. So today I had a shoot and we were focused on these new bracelets that I'm dropping that I'm so excited about, but also just trying to revamp the website and the content on the website, just have nicer photos, nicer quality product shots, just give it a little, you know, a little glow up. Okay, I want my website to be a magnetic bitch too. So yeah, that was really fun. And I always feel like inspired because I was telling the girls that I was shooting with today who they were angels, literally angels. This is such an isolating career that I have chosen for myself. And I do love it. I really do, okay? But when I have these days when I get to do things and work on things creatively with other people, it fills my cup up in a different way. And I really do need to sprinkle these moments in way more often because they just keep me feeling sane. Because sometimes it's too much of me, myself, and I. Hope you guys enjoyed. DM me, hit me up, and we will talk next week.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.